are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
Hi, this is Pastor Leonard Cochran. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for listening to this week's podcast with us. I also want to let you know that you can download our church app in the Apple Store, or you can look for it on Google Play. That way you'll be able to receive all that we're doing here at the church, and it all can be found in one location, or you can get the latest videos that we are posting, or you can see the information that we're uploading to our Facebook page. And we're now doing a 3-minute power up each week, just something to encourage the saints in their walk with God. And so just make sure that you have downloaded our church app. Again, the church app name is A Place of Refuge Noonan. Make sure you do that. I would also like to take this time to ask you to share this podcast with a family member, a friend, or maybe even a coworker, somebody that you know will enjoy listening and hearing the word of God and being encouraged in their walk with God. And so on this podcast, I just want to speak to you about what I've been teaching, a series at the church dealing with trust issues. And I've been primarily focusing in on that as saints of God, we don't need to have trust issues when it comes to God. I want to say that again. As saints of God, as children of God, as believers, as faith walkers, the one thing we don't want to do is to develop trust issues with God, because God is the one person above all people that we need to trust. We need to know that we can place our confidence in Him, and our hope is found in Him or in His word. And when we do that, God is going to bless us. He's going to help us. He's going to do for us whatever it is that we need Him to do for us. But when you begin to have trust issues with God, you're not going to get the results or see things happen the way that you desire them to, because God honors faith, and faith equates trust. And so if we're going to get God to move on our behalf, then we're going to have to trust God. Now, when it comes to trust issues are going to be there when it comes to people. Because, like it or not, sometimes as people, you know, we fail. We come up short. And a lot of times I like to get folk to look at it like this. Anytime you have people who have lying issues, you're going to have trust issues. Anytime folk have lying issues, there are going to be trust issues in that relationship, in that marriage, in church, in ministry, parent to children. And when you look at man, sometimes we're going to have trust issues with people again, because some folks are deceitful. Some folks lie. And so it's important to put all of our trust in God, because even when we do so, God is going to let us know who we can and who we can't trust. That's the reason I believe Solomon said in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, Solomon told us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Not some of your heart. We need to trust God with all of our heart. And he told us not to lean to our own understanding. And so again, I want to stress to us in this podcast that we don't need to have trust issues with God. Notice in Psalm 62 in verse number 8, the psalmist says simply, trust in Him, the Him being God, at all times. Again, Psalm 62 and 8, the psalmist simply said, trust in Him at all times, the Him being God. We need to trust God at all times. Doesn't matter what's going on in our life, we need to trust God at all times. And so That's the reason I'm stressing that we don't need to have trust issues with God. We need to trust God at all times. And you may be listening to this podcast today, going through something in your finances. Maybe you're battling something in your body. Maybe something's going on your job. Maybe experiencing a problem at the church. But whatever it may be, you need to trust God at all times. And some of us who have had God move for us time and time again, we know that if God helped us the last time, He'll help us this time. And so we don't need to have trust issues with God. We need to simply trust God at all times. Trust Him to do in our life what we know we need help with. Lord, I'm trusting You to do such and such for me. And when you trust God, you're going to be in prayer. You're going to make sure you don't miss prayer. That's the reason I was telling the saints at one Bible study that the Bible says, again, in Psalm 62 and 8, trust Him or trust God at all times. But if you also remember in the book of Luke, the 18th chapter, in verse 1, the Bible also tells us to do something at all times or to be consistent at doing a particular thing. Notice Luke 18 and 1. This is interesting. Trust God at all times. But then Jesus spoke a parable in Luke 18 and 1. Then He, or Jesus, spoke a parable to them that men, listen to this, always ought to pray and not lose heart. Notice that always trust God, but always pray. And anytime folks are not praying, they're not trusting God. Those two things are uniquely or divinely connected. Trust God at all times and then always pray. See, if I'm praying the way that I need to pray, it's going to help me to trust God the way that I need to trust God. But at the same time, if I'm skipping prayer, if I'm allowing my problems to keep me out of prayer, then I'm not going to trust God the way that I need to trust Him. And whenever you begin to feel like prayer is not helping you, then you're not going to pray. Because nobody is going to do something that they feel like is not helping them. And so if you're not praying the way that you know you need to pray, you need to repent and begin to cry out to God. Begin to pray. Because when you begin to pray, prayer is going to give you an assurance that God is with you. And how do we know we can trust people? Just in a general sense, how do you know when you can trust a person? You got to get to know the person. You got to get to know the person. And spending quality time in prayer causes us to really have that intimate relationship with God that He desires to have with us. Just look at it like this. If I'm in prayer and I'm talking to God about what I'm going through, then the Bible says He hears the cries of the righteous. So anytime I'm praying, I'm doing something to help myself. And look at spending time with God as that which is going to help me to trust Him. But also recognize that in 1 Peter 5 and 7, Peter says something interesting. He said, casting all your care upon Him or God, for He cares for you. See, that time of prayer is that time to where I can cast my cares on God. I can talk to God about whatever it is that I'm going through. Whatever it is that I feel like I can't handle, I can talk to God about it. And if we be honest with ourselves, many of you that's listening, you talk to people about your cares who can't help you with your cares, and you don't talk to God about your cares and He can help you with them. That don't make sense. Talking to people And sometimes, like it or not, we've been guilty of sharing our cares with people. And some of you are not going to like this, but it's still true, that didn't even care about what we were going through. How can you say they didn't care? Because they didn't care about us. But God says to his people, casting all your care upon him. And see, that's what I want somebody to know today, that whatever you're going through right now, you need to cast that care upon God. You need to talk to God about what you're going through. Don't allow that issue to cause you to develop trust issues with God. Don't do it. Just be real about what it is you're going through and begin to cast that care on God. Because cares are nothing to play with. Cares will cause people to be depressed. Cares will cause people to be stressed out. And like it or not, cares have the potential of killing you. Of killing you. People have died from cares. Too much stress. And they felt like there was nobody to talk to. Even folk that have gotten severely depressed because they felt that, you know, I don't have anybody. There's nobody I can go to. There's nobody I can trust. But if you're a child of God, that's just simply not the truth. God wants you to trust him. And that's the reason he got me speaking on this podcast about people who have trust issues with him. Because we don't want to have trust issues with God. We want to pray. We want to talk to God. We want to cast our cares upon him. And sometimes when you cast your care upon God, he'll direct you through the Holy Spirit, by way of the Holy Spirit, as to who you need to talk to. And all of a sudden you can meet with your pastor, you can meet with an elder or a mature minister, and they will begin to help you with the issue that you're facing. But God wants us to trust him at all times. He don't want us to have trust issues with him. And some of us that's listening, we got to make up in our mind that we ain't going to have trust issues with God. We're going to believe God. We're going to take God at his word. Better is here, better is coming. I don't need to have trust issues with God in reference to better. He has been releasing better. He going to continue to release better. But again, I do also want you to understand that when it comes to our adversary, Satan or the devil, this is where a lot of people miss it. Satan or the devil, who is the chief adversary of the people of God, of the saints, he makes it his business to try to do whatever he can to make us doubt God. He don't want us to trust God. He know that if we trust God, what God said was going to happen, it'll happen. But again, it's his job to try to cause us to feel as if we can't trust God. And Satan works through a number of means. He'll try to use what we see. He'll try to use what we hear. He'll even try to use how you feel against you. Or he'll try to use what you are experiencing to make you think that you can't trust God. Think about it. That's reading the scripture said we walk by faith, not by sight. Why? Because if we get to walking by sight, what you see will make you feel that you can't trust God. And you'll end up with trust issues because of what you're seeing. Even though you have been taught that what you see is temporary, you can allow what you see to cause you to have trust issues with God, and we don't need to let that happen. That's what I'm teaching today. We don't need to have trust issues with God. But again, understand the devil wants to cause us to feel, to think that we can't trust God. that God's not going to do it. And the devil works through demons. Demons primarily attack the believer's mind. But also understand that demons work through people. And so sometimes people enter our lives not to be a blessing, but they actually enter your life to bring a curse. And right now, some of us, we are surrounded by the wrong people. And what they are saying is affecting us in a negative sense, and it's causing us to have trust issues with God. Now think about this. The enemy sets forth a lot of time what I call a diabolical plan. The word diabolical just has to do with that which is devilish or evil. It's an evil plan. And what we miss sometimes as saints, and I got to sharing this one Sunday evening with the saints of God, even after church, Holy Spirit was just moving, and I began to just minister to some people. We began to just stay back and just really talk. Again, the enemy will work on a child of God's mind in order to cause that person to think that they can't trust God. I want you to understand me. And sometimes his plan of what he's going to do to cause a person to think that they can't trust God is going to be something that the enemy is going to begin to work toward, and he's willing to work toward it for a long time. I want you to understand, when it comes to some of us, the enemy understands that there's probably no way he's going to get us to believe that there is no God, and get us to go from trusting God at 12 o'clock noon to believing there is no God at 2 p.m. He simply knows that with a lot of us, that's just not going to happen. We know God real. We've seen God move in our life. We've had him bless us. We have him heal us. We've had God to deliver us. But think about this. What I'm trying to get us to understand is that the enemy is diligent. He's a diligent adversary. He's an intelligent adversary. And sometimes what the enemy does is set forth a plan to work on a child of God's mind over a long period of time, sometimes just to get into that person just one thought that maybe God is not going to do it. And he may set forth a plan that he's willing to put months into this plan to cause a child of God to have trust issues with God. If I can get her to do this right here, then I'm going to move her from right there. And then I'm going to see, can I just cause her to say this right here? And if I can get her to say what she has no business saying, then I'm going to try to get her to hang with people she has no business hanging with. And see, it's a plan. It's a strategic plan set forth, and it's diabolical, it's evil, to cause this child of God to have trust issues with God. Think about Eve and how the scripture tells us that even when it came to Eve, the Bible tells us that God had told her and Adam not to touch the tree. But Satan says to Eve that if you partake of the tree, you're going to be like God. In other words, Satan began to suggest to Eve that God was lying to her. That Eve, not only are you not going to die if you partake, but if you partake, Eve, you're going to be enlightened or made better. I want you to really think about that. He caused a woman who had never sinned, who had no reason whatsoever to have trust issues with God. When Satan got finished working on Eve, she had trust issues with God. Listen to me now. She had trust issues with someone who had never lied to her. She had trust issues with someone who had been good to her, because Satan set forth a diabolical plan to cause Eve to fall. And the Bible says that when she saw the tree, that it was good for food, she partook. But understand, when she saw that it was good for food, when she saw that it was good, when she saw that it was good. See, she never saw the tree in that manner, because she saw that if I partake of this, I'm going to be operating in disobedience. But when Satan set forth his diabolical plan, it changed the way Eve saw the tree. What she once thought was evil, she's now thinking is good. Think about that. Think about how many saints we know have went from calling something evil, then turning around saying that is good. And sometimes we wonder what happened with so and so. Well, Satan set forth a diabolical plan to cause the person to have trust issues with God. And then Eve began to feel that she couldn't trust God, that God was lying. And we don't know how long it took Satan to work on Eve to get her to the point to where she didn't trust God. She had trust issues with God. That's what I'm telening somebody today that's listening. It's dangerous when you develop trust issues with God. It's dangerous when you go to church yet you don't believe the word that a true prophet is speaking. That's dangerous. And then Eve set forth a plan to get Adam to partake. And the scripture is plain. When it says that the woman being deceived, the Bible teaches us that Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived. So how did Eve convince Adam to sin? And it wasn't by deception. And we know the end result was that Adam and Eve was removed from the garden, from a blessed place, because they develop trust issues with God. And if we develop trust issues with God, it's going to move us. Listen, it's going to cost us. That's the reason I'm going to make it my business to trust God at all times. And I'm also going to make it my business to teach God's people to trust Him at all times. You can trust God. You can trust those to whom God says you can trust. But we don't want to develop trust issues with God. Again, we want to do what the psalmist says in Psalms 62:8, he says, trust him or trust God at all times. Again, this is Pastor Leonard Cochran. I'm reminding some, I'm admonishing some, and I'm speaking plainly to others. Don't have trust issues with God. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're experiencing, whatever you may be seeing, whatever you may be hearing, make up in your mind today that I'm going to trust God to do in your life whatever need to be done. And if you will trust God, he's going to do for you, child of God, what he know need to be done. Again, don't have trust issues with God. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're saying, Pastor, I have trust issues with God, repent. Repent just means to turn. Turn. Let God know you recognize that to be sin. You recognize that you in error and that you're going to trust him. Cry out. Expect him to release his mercy and begin to do what it is that you know God will have for you to do. I pray if you're listening to this podcast that you are a part of a good church. If you're not, you seriously need to pray and be led of the Holy Spirit to be a part of a good church where you can set up under a bona fide pastor and be taught the word of God. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to the podcast for this week. I'm going to reiterate that I would like for you to share this podcast with a family member. I'd like for you to share it with a friend or a coworker. Let somebody know that you're being helped by the podcast. And I'm going to continue to hopefully come on a week-to-week basis, just speaking out of my heart about the things that I feel the Lord would have for me to share with his people. But again, it has been just strongly impressed upon me that we don't need to have trust issues when it comes to God. And so I pray again that this podcast has been a strength to you. It has been a blessing to you. And it's going to be a word for those of you that are listening that's going to cause you to trust God. And I just look forward to hearing the wonderful testimonies. If you're being blessed through the podcast, reach out to us through our website. Send us an email. Let us know that the podcast is blessing you. If you would, give us a call at the church at 770-252-3855. Again, just let us know that Pastor Cochran, we're listening. Thank you for the podcast. Thank you for the word of God. It just encourages us to continue to do all that we can to be a strength and a help to the body of Christ. Again, this is Pastor Leonard D. Cochran of A Place of Refuge, Noonan. And I want to thank you for listening to this week's podcast. And remember that Jesus is a refuge. God bless you.